You might recall back on July 4th of last year when Donald Trump signed a Republican budget reconciliation package. It was announced that that bill would cut $911 billion in federal spending from Medicaid and CHIP over the next 10 years. You might also recall that news gladdened the hearts of those primarily on the right, especially MAGA, cutting off the freeloaders, they would say, keeping illegal immigrants from getting Medicaid, even though they already can't get Medicaid, but I digress. Well, according to a new report put out by Public Citizen, we have it on our downloads page, so you can check it out for your specific state. It does a state-by-state breakdown of exactly how endangered hospitals in each state are going to be because of that $911 billion cut in federal spending to Medicaid. Some of the findings of the report, 446 hospitals are at heightened risk of closing or reducing services due to those cuts. These hospitals collectively have about 69,000 beds, and they serve around 6.6 million patients. They also employ about 275,000 direct patient care workers. The communities served by these hospitals, they have a larger share of Black and Hispanic residents, as well as people living below the poverty line. Compared to other hospitals, nearly 20% of the at-risk hospitals, that's 85 if you don't want to do the math, serve high-poverty areas. 267, that's 60% of the at-risk hospitals, serve urban areas. 39%, 176, are considered to be rural hospitals. We talked about those not too long ago. If you want to put politics even further into this, House Republicans who voted for the Medicaid cuts have 196 at-risk hospitals in their respective districts. And Senate Republicans, all of whom voted for the Medicaid cuts, collectively have 146 at-risk hospitals in their states. Republicans also represent several of the congressional districts with the highest number of at-risk hospitals. There are five states which now have over a quarter of all of their hospitals at risk. Those states are Connecticut, California, New York, Massachusetts, and Washington State. And almost half of the at-risk hospitals have special Medicare payment designations that are usually connected with hospitals that are rural or financially vulnerable and plays a pretty important role in the communities that they serve. That's like Critical Access Hospital, 19%, Rural Referral Center, 16%, Seoul Community Hospital, 9%, and Medicare Dependent Hospital, around 4%. The report also found in recent months hospitals have started layoffs, reduced services, including maternal care. They're saying it's because of financial strain already imposed by Medicaid cuts. So that picture is obviously not going to get better for those hospitals. And again, this is a state-by-state issue. And just as a representation, here are the hospitals, since we're based in New Jersey, hospitals in New Jersey that, according to the report by Public Citizen, face the highest risk of closure. Bayonne Medical Center, Capital Health Regional Medical Center, that's in Trenton, Clara Mass Medical Center in Belleville, East Orange General Hospital, Hoboken University Medical Center, the Inspira Medical Center in Vineland, Monmouth Medical Center in Lakewood, Newark Beth Israel, Palisades Medical Center in North Bergen, Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital, that's in New Brunswick, St. Michael's Medical Center in Newark, and Trinidad Hospital in Elizabeth. And many of those facilities, as is the case in other states, they're not simply Medicaid hospitals. They're training centers for medical staff, they're research locations, they're a lot more than just hospitals. So when you hear the cheering for a specific reason about an action being taken, don't join the cheering until you take a look at the entire picture.